This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Did you catch the first part of Dr. Strong's commentary there? The Texas Constitution does indeed say that there is no religious test, provided that, let's quote here, he acknowledged the existence of a supreme being, the he being the candidate, so much for female candidates, and so much for a prohibition of a religious test, you might say. But to be fair, there are female candidates, of course. And some three decades ago, Texas's Attorney General agreed there's no way to enforce any real or imagined constitutional ban on atheist office holders. Is there? That question may be put to the test sooner than anyone might imagine. In Republican Collin County, home of such GOP stalwarts as Ken Paxton, a Democrat in the race has more than the usual uphill battle because she makes no attempt to conceal the fact that she does not acknowledge the existence of a supreme being. You know what that means, don't you? She's an atheist. Joining us now is the godless Democrat from Collin County, Kristen Padgett. Ms. Padgett, thank you very much for speaking with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
I've read you don't want your beliefs to be what your campaign is about, and that's certainly understandable, but why are you making an issue of it right out of the gate?
Well, I'm making an issue of it, for starters, because the words godless and atheist have a very negative connotation. And they make people want to run for the hills. When you look at religious freedom, I think that applies to everybody and not just those that believe in your ethnocentric values and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that means me too, so to speak.
So you want to basically, it sounds like, get this out of the way up front.
Yes, absolutely. I know that it's going to be held against me. But I can imagine if I wasn't as forthright as I am and headstrong as I am and determined as I am, it might have deterred me, and I can only imagine it's going to deter other people.
Well, I was just thinking, I'm not sure. I believe that there was at least one other person who has tried to run for the Texas legislature, and it was openly an atheist. But maybe you're the only other person I can think. Are you aware of any others?
Other than the person you're speaking of, I am not actually aware of anybody else. And that's due in large part because people don't talk about their lack of religion. Uh-huh. I mean, I grew up Catholic. I could have shown you a picture of my, communion when I was 8 years old and be like, no, I'm Catholic. I'm definitely a believer. But that wouldn't be who I am.
Well, I mean, just as much as, you know, there was the gender qualification in the Constitution, it was of another era. I think a lot of people, I'm sure that not all people would say this, but a lot of Texans might say, well, you know, that was from another era. This is not a think about the affiliation of millennials, for example. I think something like 50% claim that they do not have any strong belief in a deity.
The issue, though, is that those are not the people in power. That is not the establishment. The establishment is people like Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott, who go on, you know, national television and talk about their ethnocentric beliefs as if that's equal to Texas values. And then they push that on other people, as invalid as that is.
But it doesn't sound like
that disenfranchises people.
But you're not going to run as the secularist candidate. It doesn't sound. I mean, what sort of platform are you hoping people will pay attention to?
So my platforms are civil liberties, economic stability, and improving education. So the things that matter in our society. I bring up my lack of belief in a higher being only because it is going to be used as a part of the Republican arsenal when it comes to having to go up with me in an election.
Well, the Texas Observer says, and I'm sure you've read the piece, you don't have a prayer, which I guess would be okay with you in one respect. Obviously, they're having some fun with the words there. But you want to be taken seriously as a candidate. How do you get past the whole atheism thing?
Talking about it, being open to these kinds of conversations where people say, wow, she's intelligent. She knows what she's talking about. She can do this.
How much of a chance do you think you really do have come November 2016?
It's going to be an uphill climb. It's going to be an uphill battle. But I know that if I can get enough support behind me, I can give them a very good run for their money.
Kristen Padgett is a Democratic candidate running for the Texas House, District 33, the portion of Frisco that's in Collin County and all of Rockwall County. Ms. Padgett, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate you inviting me onto your show, and I'm glad to be here.